Good morning. There's nowhere I'd rather be and nothing I'd rather be doing right now. This is a very exciting opportunity because in a minute, Josh gets to tell you about a decision that he made. And what we're going to do with the water here is going to represent that decision. Because as when Josh trusted Christ for his salvation, in real life, Josh died, was buried, and was raised again with the Lord Jesus. God saw to it that that took place. And that's what, when he's placed down into the water and then raised back up, that's what it's going to be a picture of. So, I know Josh wants to tell you about what happened, so I'll bring him out here, and he can explain to you. Lukewarm. So, Josh, I know that you were born into a Christian home, and yet now you're getting baptized. Weren't you saved when you were born?
No. Just because my parents told me about Christ, just because they told me Bible stories when I was a baby, doesn't make me a Christian. What makes me a Christian is a decision that I made myself.
So how did that decision happen?
Well, it didn't happen when I was five. When I was five, after a breaking of bread, I had the spontaneous inspiration that I wanted to be saved. And I talked to my dad and a friend in the back room. And I prayed a prayer, but I had to be prompted to even mention Jesus into it. So I don't think that was it. What was it happened like 5 years later, when I was in a Sunday school class at the Foothill Building, and we were shown a video about the rapture. And it scared me, and it made me wonder whether or not I really was saved. And so my dad and I went into that room back there, that closet, where we went over what it actually meant to be saved, that I had to realized that I was a sinner, that I was separated from God, and there was absolutely nothing I could do except accept Jesus' gift, because he had already paid the price. I had already died for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so that was when I talked to Jesus and asked him to save, not only save me from hell, but renew my mind, renew my heart, and turn me into a completely different person.
So let me ask you another question. So you were saved, seven, eight, whenever you that was. Why'd you wait to be baptized?
I was 10 when I was saved. I had not yet dealt with the temptations and sins of adolescence. And when that hit, I felt very, very, very guilty. I felt like, I didn't feel qualified to come up here and talk to you people about what happened because of all the horrible things that were happening. But you don't have to make yourself perfect before even this. This is if not the first act of obedience. This is just doing what he says. This isn't make you saved. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is trust him. And there's absolutely nothing that I could do of my own strength to deal with the problems that I had brought upon myself. It took immersion in the Word. It took prayer. It took a lot of work on his part.
And so you've now been seeing victory over sin?
Yes. I definitely have seen a lot of victory, and it came from turning to him. It came from immersing myself in his Word and reading on a daily basis and turning to him when I when my strength failed.
So you trusted him and the Lord changed you. So what do you want to happen right now?
I believe there's a command somewhere in Matthew saying, go out into every nation and baptize them in the name of the Father and Holy Spirit. Baptism is a symbol of the conversion from death into life. dying to sin and being born again.
Well, Josh, based on your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus, I want to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Put your glasses and let's go. Oh, what a spin.
Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this declaration of faith. Thank you for the courage. Lord, we thank you for how you change people. Lord, thank you for the victory over sin that you give. Lord Jesus, I want to pray for your hand right now on Josh as he moves forward. I pray that you would use him in your church mightily. Lord, I pray that you would continue to guide him, that he would stay close to you, Lord, and that as time goes forward, Lord, he looks back on this time as a wonderful decision, Lord, and a wonderful time to attest to that decision in front of men. Lord, we thank you for this. We now want to pray that you bless your speaker in our time. In Jesus' name, amen.